Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Been trying to figure out exactly how I was going to do this. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do a series of tweets or just record something. So, yesterday, it was supposed to be an evening of relaxation and whatnot, and it turned into anything but. As I read the results of the poll of Kente, and of course, it doesn't surprise me that the results of the poll. Seriously, it doesn't. It's been like that ever since I started recording. And that's been recording. Actually, I should say listening and then recording. And I started listening back in 2017, I believe. And I'm sure there are people out there who's been doing it a lot longer, listening a lot longer than I have. And what I have always come across is that the default. Yes, the default. And when I say default, I mean white. I am black, if you couldn't tell by some of the pictures I post, or if you couldn't tell by my voice, I am black, and I can't tell you how many times I have listened to an audio where the mention of pink nipples, red nipples, red pussy, just always alluding to white, has threw me off a lot. I'm the type of person who gets really immersed into an audio, and to have those words come at me, well, the majority of the time my eyes are closed and I'm slipping into that state of, you know, of sexual arousement, you know, getting turned on. And to hear that, it's like you just effectively thrown a bucket of cold water on me. And I stop. I do two things. Either I'm obviously out of the immersion of the audio, and I'm just listening just to listen. And I become an outsider looking in on somebody else enjoying what I thought was supposed to be my enjoyment. And it's like, oh, must be nice. So yeah, there is that. And of course, the second part is I would just stop it and go to something else. I have no idea. No, I take that back. I know why. Not gonna say something stupid. I know why. But for some odd reason, it's always the default. Out of so many people in this world, there are so many people. so many different people. And yet, it's the default. And you get tired, get angry, get bitter, sad. And then I kept reading. And it's like, somebody tweeted something about Kinks to Vanilla Audios and Kinks. And it's like, did this person compare me, another person, to a kink? Like, just erase my humanity from me and just knock me down to a freaking kink. Do you know how many times I've had to tell people that I don't do race play? How many times I've gotten feedback saying, oh, first time being with a black girl, and black. It's like, do you realize how much that tears a person down inside to get stuff like that almost on a daily basis? And then for somebody to come up there and try to equate you as a person to a F, and I normally don't cuss. I'm not a cussing person. I only really cuss if the script calls for it or if I'm extremely mad. But to equate me to a kink, wow. It hurts. I don't think nobody really understands this hurt unless you have gone through something like this for your whole life. You are an outsider looking in. Privilege. So when I read that, oh my gosh, you just get tired. You just get so tired. I don't think people understand when we say we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. We really are. For you to even just see us as a person. The result speaks for themselves. The community, the POC, the LGBTQT plus community has spoken. The big girls, thick girls have spoken. We are not being seen. We're not being heard. And you want to kind of gloss over that. Why? Do we not deserve the same? Are we not deserving of the same? There were so many examples posted of how you can just make a script or make an audio and either be general with the descriptions or tag your stuff, so that you know that it's geared towards certain people. That's it. That's all you have to do. But for some odd reason, it is the most hardest thing in the world to do. It's hard. It's hard for somebody just to make a simple little tag. It hurts them. It has to hurt them. Just to make one simple little tag, or to change a script around a little bit so that it can be more inclusive. And it's like, why? Just think about why it hurts you, or you're defensive about something like that. You really have to think about it. Think and look deep inside as to why you get mad, irritated about it. Just think. To say. I just know that I'm just tired of running against it. And I shouldn't have to be. It shouldn't have to be at all.